are we podcasting?
Now we're podcasting. Now we're podcasting. You can watch this podcast on the YouTube. You can listen to it wherever podcasts are listened to.
And please do, because please rate, review, and subscribe this sucker, if you would. That would be really helpful.
Yeah.
Also, follow us on our damn Instagram, because we got a goal. We're trying to reach 500,000.
All you have to do is click follow. You just click follow.
I don't think we're super obnoxious. We don't overpost.
Yeah, like, no, that's true.
If anything, they're like, are these ladies?
I think people follow us and they're like, they must be moms.
Yeah. They're silent for 4 days. And yeah. Every time we see Kristen in the background, she's stressed. That feels fair.
Boy, I am all about the stress, right? Well, I'm excited because there's so many exciting things going on right now.
Yes, we are very...
next week. Listen next week because we got big news.
Big news.
Fun
next
news
week.
For
Fun
you.
News. It has to do with a particular live show and...
with some really funny, hot ladies.
And we're talking about ourselves in third person. That's something
we
my mother
might
does.
Be going back on Urte.
That is...
This Ummer say.
That is a... I don't even know if we're allowed to say the word pig Latin anymore. As I started to say it, I got nervous because I feel like
I'm
so...
Well, they know us. It's not their first time listening to us,
probably. All right, so we're going on tour. Again, we're very excited. We're going to announce the cities. We're going to announce how you can get tickets early.
Yep.
We're not even supposed to be saying it right now, but
yeah, we're not, but we can't wait.
No one's in here to guide us.
But they are going to be in a second, you guys.
Yes. We have our first guest ever.
Our first guest ever. And this is... We have to kind of... I mean, we have so much to say because we love this
We have
guest.
So much to say. Let's wait to introduce her. Should I go into...
Yeah, you were going to tell me something. Okay. Kristen came in today, like, giggling, and I'm like, save it for the podcast, but embarrassing.
I don't know about y'all as parents. We haven't even... This is another conversation for another show, but neither of our kids, my son, who will be 12 tomorrow...
I can't believe this.
And my daughter, who is almost 10, neither one has a phone. We barely allow iPads. That is just who we are as people. Life is also very busy, so like they don't get a lot of iPad time unless it's the weekends, and then I'm fine with it. So I felt or thought, because of that, I had a good idea of what was going on with my kids.
Uh-oh.
But...
I'm so scared right now.
My daughter, Eleanor, who is very good friends with Jen's son, Dashiell, and Finn, they're all very good friends. They're all super buddies. Comes in and she goes, well, I've decided to sign on as Dashiell's therapist.
Wait, what?
And then she proceeds to say, I'm actually excited about it. I think it's going to be a really good side hustle.
What?
So what? Evidently.
Okay.
Evidently.
First of all, what does he have to talk about that? You know it's always the mother. They always blame the mother.
What? It's not. It's actually my son. But this is what happened. So
I have to
set the stage. Dashiell McAdams is, you guys probably do not know Jen's husband as much as you know Jen. But when I say this person is a cookie cutter of his father, it is unbelievable. The mannerisms, the way he talks.
They look identical.
They look identical. They lay on couches in an identical way. They're loungy, lofty people.
My husband will confidently lay down and eat nachos in front
of
company.
And like his literal spread on that couch is fantastic. He's always wearing funny tennis shoes.
God, I'm
so scared. Dashiell, we've talked about this before. Dashiell will FaceTime and I'll be like, Dashiell, you got to put a shirt on. I know your mom's not going to be happy about that.
He knows he's supposed
and
to wear
clothes. And he's so funny. He's so funny. He's naturally funny. He's super subtle. He's like, like Finn's like, banana, and Dashiell's like slow and, you know, and so they all get along really well. So evidently there was a creative meeting about a script that's being written.
Oh yeah.
And Finn, he is my husband in a lot of ways. He's a yes guy. He's like, yeah, okay, yeah, let's do it. And then he like wants to do it. So evidently Dashiell had this really great idea and Finn is off to the races. He's
Hold
like,
on. Is it called Chair?
I don't know.
That's his current script he's working on right now.
All I know is that Dashiell was really feeling the pressure of Finn Sweeney coming on, telling him to hustle, telling him to get it done.
Well, he needs that. You know, he's got to have a good producer on the project.
Yeah,
right?
So Finn's like, hey, man, I need you to turn in pages. I got to like, I got to.
Also, these are our mini-me's.
These are our mini-me's. I got a pitch meeting tomorrow. I got nothing to show. Like, you got the idea. So Finn is like, so Dashiell's feeling very stressed. So Dashiell evidently FaceTimed Eleanor and was like, can I talk to you for a second? And Eleanor's like,
where was I?
I don't know.
Where was I? I don't know when this happened. He's supposed to ask before he FaceTimes.
Nobody's asking anything. Evidently, same rule. So Eleanor's like, so we jumped on a call. I'm like, jumped when? When? So evidently they had a therapy session and Eleanor she is burying the lead. She's telling me about this therapy session, also honoring his privacy, but saying like, Dashiell's just feeling a lot of pressure. I think that Finn can frustrate him. And I understand that because I'm Finn's sister. So I talk him through and I'm like, what is happening? They are living their lives. Okay.
We're out of the picture. Yeah. Okay. So let me understand this. Okay. So he and Finn had a combo, which stressed him out.
Stressed him out.
So then he
does that sound?
He calls his girl Eleanor to be like, help me with this situation.
I think Eleanor had heard either a conversation or a FaceTime where they were trying to unpack details of this non-existent but potentially existent meeting that they would have about the script that has not seen the light of day. Dashiell is really holding on to it.
He really likes the business part of things. He's a real planner.
Finn is off to the races. I think Finn's got crafty like, coming tomorrow. Let's shoot it. I'm fast.
You know what? There's always that one person on a project where you're like, whoa, we don't even have money for this yet.
Yeah, but if they didn't exist, we wouldn't do anything.
Yeah,
it's like the fact that Finn is like, Finn will come to me and be like, Mom, Dashiell's at it again. He's got like really good ideas, So we're going to do this idea. I was like, okay, but you got to like give him a second. Like you're coming on strong. He's like, well, how do you think it's going to get done? Mm-hmm. If we just talk about it, then nothing gets done.
And if I may enter my two cents into the equation, I see him jacking around a lot. You know, he could really be spending more time hitting that paper and he's not. So he's on doing like Roblox or Minecraft.
He's literally a writer in the making because he is literally like, I wrote 6 pages. Now I need to talk about how I feel. So enter Eleanor, who is happy to listen. Yeah. She just wants to make sure he feels – she said, I knew what I needed to say to get him back on track. And I'm like
– oh, my God. Let's make this a regular thing, though, Dash. Let's just check in, let's say, next
That's exactly
Tuesday.
What she said. She said she is his therapist, and they are checking in, and they are going to talk about feelings so he can feel like he can write the script and not feel. I was so worried.
I got to tell you, though – none of this sounds like my fault, so I'm glad. I mean, paying attention.
He's reaching out to talk therapy. He Amazing. Is your child.
Totally, yeah. Why doesn't he come to me? You know, I love to talk about feelings. I may have some good. We actually, this is for another podcast, but we have been having, we're entering the puberty phase.
Oh, boy.
God, I don't know if I can ever talk about this. Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
I'll tell you guys a story about my son, Smashel.
You know what I say? I think they'll both be smart enough to go, that was a funny story. Like, it's silly. Like, mom's sharing some stuff, but she does it in a funny, safe way. Like,
I do. I mean,
my son's about to be 12.
I think together these two are going to like run a studio one day because
100%. As long as we sort of stay out of their way, we're your mothers, so we're not going to stay out of your way. Like, don't go inviting executives over to our house without me knowing. Like, I feel like that's next step. So they're going to be like a crew come in with like a gaffer and a DP and they're going to be like, we're lighting for tomorrow.
Yeah. Wait, for what?
For what?
We're having a shoot here?
I'm sorry. I'm in my underpants.
Permitting.
I just came down to get a water bottle. I didn't know.
Okay. Also, a big concern that I have is a lot of times Dash will just ramble on about like when the first like a pilot episode came out. He's kind of got them memorized for all of his favorite like animations, and he will tell you like he can tell you. Can I tell you something scary?
Yeah.
You can. Gumball was his favorite. That's the show that got him into animation.
Yeah.
you can name a season and an episode number, and he can tell you what the title of it is. Not that he's watching them like that, difference? But he's reading them.
Finn does that with sports stats. All that says to me is kids are smart.
Like, yeah, okay.
You know, like, that to me is, like, I think – and I kind of was like that as a kid. It just came to certain episodes of, like – I think I was, like, obsessed with what a weirdo kid I am. I saw every Murder, She Wrote. I saw every Golden Girls. I saw – literally every Night Court, because my dad would laugh so hard during it, I would like memorize it.
Yeah.
You know, like I had that kind
of
thing.
I wasn't allowed to watch Night Court because of John Larroquette on there.
I know. My dad would laugh the most at him.
Well, he was funny.
Remember, he would go, like, he had like invisible ink on his hands and it would later turn red. So everything he touched turned red. And there's a girl with a pencil skirt and she had two giant red handprints on her butt. Could never do that today. My dad was like on the floor and I was like, I don't know why that's funny, but I'm going to memorize it.
It was top tier comedy for sure. Top tier comedy. Well, I used to memorize all the Solid Gold dancers and had favorites. So, you know, that was weird for my parents.
We're all doing our best. All I'm saying is right when I thought I was an advanced parent for not having a phone and thinking that we were like on top of it.
No, we're not.
I improved.
This is just more indication of why we cannot let these kids have phones.
Yeah, that's going to be a whole podcast on its own because I have 1,000 thoughts on it. But I did think it was worth telling you that my daughter and your son are in therapy together, which makes me think maybe they're going to have love one day. They're going to just be the best of friends.
They're going to be good listeners for each other. That's pretty amazing.
Fantastic. And I love that she called it a side hustle. It also makes me wonder, like, I go, you know that Dashiell McAdams – you know that Dashiell is not to give you $1 for you just listening to him. I think there was a part of her that was like, I mean, if it's an hourly rate.
It sounds like maybe what he's doing online. Is getting this business set up, and then he takes a percentage on every other person. He's got a pyramid scheme. Yeah. You have a pyramid scheme going for counseling.
I go, Eleanor, just get back end points on the movie. You know it's going to get made at some point.
I know.
But like, that's the hardest thing is to see anything get made. The fact that, like, you got one kid hustling and the other kid writing.
An important part of the project. And he might have told me that he talked to her, and it just was white noise at some point because he's just talking about numbers and episodes and stuff like that. And I just nod my head because
I'm
like,
you would die knowing that there was a therapy session.
I love it so much.
So here's a fun thing that's going to happen today. We have a guest, and we are excited because we did say we asked you ladies, who would you like to see us interview? And by the way, I will take big swings on Instagram. I will message anyone.
Yeah, a lot of the people that you messaged were way out of – they're not realistic, you guys. They're,
they are. They are.
No?
That's what social media is for. It makes you feel like anything is possible.
This is my new rule about Instagram for all of you that know that Kristen takes an Ambien and then starts messaging people and signing it Jen. I'm okay with her signing it Jen. I don't even care what she says as long – as everything spelled correctly and the grammar, because I don't want people thinking like, wait, this Jen really has an Ambien issue. And she's very ballsy, very ballsy. So
First of all, I don't take Ambien anymore because one of those nights got away from me. I'm not going to talk about it. It's going to go to my grave. I woke up and was like, what have you done? Too many big swings.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, sign them all Jen, no problem.
It's fine.
So, we listen
to
your...
If it had two N's in it, I won't be so pissed.
I know. And here's the other thing. I can't write anything without readers anymore. And
I know.
Just typo. Yeah. Not because I'm like high or drunk.
No.
Because I'm blind.
No, you guys, this is not a matter of her not knowing the proper grammar.
No, it's because I'm in my 40s.
She was an English teacher. This is just... She doesn't believe in readers.
Yeah, I don't. And I can't see anything. So there you go. But you guys, you ladies wrote us in. You said, we would want to see you interview one of your friends or a mom or one of you, which is definitely something that we are figuring out. And so we have a friend that's in town who lives in Connecticut, but she was here forever with us.
And she is our glue person, you
She's
guys.
Our glue person. She introduced
she was our initial
us.
Connection, which is crazy.
Yes.
So we were like, we were going to kick the old guest can down the road for a long time because we're nervous and we don't know how to talk to other people. But we were like, you know what? Jenny. We can talk to Jenny and she's going
to
be here.
And she's so fun and she's here and we're going
to
bring her in.
She's all the things. So, okay, Let's bring her in.
Let's bring her in. Well, do we need any setup on, we'll just talk about her when she's here.
Yeah.
We're going to be so good at this.
Oh my gosh. Such pros.
Such pros.
So we're podcasting?
Are we podcasting?
We are podcasting.
Listen,
okay.
Listen to our voices,
listen
Jen.
To us we're freak
like,
out. I know.
We're freaking out.
If you want to know why we're being like completely.
Weird.
All right. We have a very special guest. Insert a drum roll here or something, Trey, like a big band sound.
Oh my
or
God. Jen's like, I'm going to show off and be like, hey, Trey, can you put in a drum sound?
I'm going to talk to the editor. Sorry while I show off for a second.
Okay, yay. I wasn't sure when I should talk.
You talk whenever. Okay, we don't even know where to start. This is our dear friend.
Yes.
We all met when we were.
Well, let's not do the math on that.
I think we were 15. That was like 15 years ago. So there you go.
15 years ago.
So we're all below 35.
Yes. We're all, in reality, we were when we met.
Oh, we were so young when we met.
We were so young. Now, I remember that so Jenny is important in our story because she introduced Jen and I. We were all friends before, but this Jen.
I don't know
God,
where
the
to start.
70s.
Oh, God. I had
so many Jens.
I know. It's true. Did your parents? Okay, this is Jenny Starnes-Sessler.
Hi.
Jenny Starnes-Sessler joining us today.
Wonderful friend, hot lady, funny lady.
Thanks.
Mom. She's all the things. That's why we wanted to have her be our first guest.
I'm all the things.
She's incredibly patient as well.
Yep.
Because we were like, we're going to really screw this up.
Well, she's here to help us.
You're doing great. Is it so far so good?
Yes.
I think it's good. I think I look nervous.
I sound nervous, right?
It's fine.
Okay, I sound nervous. Both born in the 70s, though.
Yes.
My mom literally picked the name out of the newspaper because it was the number one name. And she,
really?
Yeah, my dad and her were fighting so much that they were like.
You're like, keep it easy.
Great. Well,
how did you get your name, Jenny? Like, I read an exotic novel and.
I have no idea. But you know what? My name is. Well, Jennifer, and my sister is Lynn, and it's like the two most common.
God
I hear,
bless
are you,
you
Jennifer Lynn?
Do you? No, I'm Jennifer Christine, but you want to know how common those names are? I had a stepsister named Jennifer Lynn. How weird is that at Thanksgiving, guys?
Hold on,
it's a different can of worms, and it's not for this episode.
different can of worms.
You're Jennifer.
I'm Jennifer Lee.
Lee.
Ooh. Oh, my God. You're so Texas.
I'm so Texas.
You're so Jennifer Lee.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. And where did you grow up?
San Antonio, Texas.
San Antonio, Texas. Where'd you go to school?
I mean, wait. Which school? Like elementary?
No. Let's start Montessori. Let's go way back.
Where'd you go to college?
Oh, Baylor.
Baylor.
Oh, yeah.
Go Baylor.
School. I forgot you went there. God. Yeah. See, this is good that the universe kept us all apart until we were like somewhat smart because we would have partied so stupid, even harder.
Yeah, we would have made some bigger mistakes.
I went to Baylor so I wouldn't party, but they did still party, so I did.
It's a Christian school, right?
It's a Christian school.
Yeah, I ended up going to a Christian school because I accidentally got married. That's also for another podcast.
I went to the University of Nebraska and I came out with a lot of sins under my belt. That's fine.
So basically, that's what college is for.
Yeah, that's what college is for. But don't tell my daughter that or my son. Just tell them you're there to get an advanced degree and nothing else.
And nothing else.
And then
no penny pitchers.
We, oddly, you know this story, but just for anybody who has never listened ever once before.
Yeah, if you're like a 28-year-old dude and you're on here, welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, and yeah, we're just as hot. Check us out on YouTube.
Yeah.
Kristen and I didn't know each other in Nebraska.
Right.
We met out here thanks to this lady.
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yes. But you know what's really funny is I get socially awkward.
So we do.
To introduce people, I was like, she's from Nebraska. And she's from Nebraska.
That's why we get along
so well. I need to introduce these women from Nebraska, which is the most
random,
like not social way to introduce
Jenny,
people.
It's the most.
It's Nebraska. The most.
That is all anybody, because if you say I'm from Nebraska, you go, whereabouts? What's your family name? Like you.
And then in 15 seconds, you know a cousin. Are you kidding? You're from Texas. That's a big state.
That's
we're from Nebraska.
Country.
We literally unpacked like four names. And within 2 seconds, we found out my college roommate was your best friend in high school.
Yeah.
And that you waited tables with my friend from Central City.
Yeah.
And then when you were at my wedding, you knew more people than I did.
Like I made out with 20% of her city that she's from while I was
And that's not even saying anything negative because my town is so small. That means you made out with like three people.
Yeah.
That says a lot about Nebraska because that was not what I thought you guys would click over. I was like, oh, they're from Nebraska. And I was like, oh, they're both funny. You two are two of my favorite people in comedy. And I was like, oh, they're really funny. They should meet. And then Nebraska, they're from Nebraska.
God, we're skipping everything. Kristen, let's get better. Okay, because I met Jenny from Second City.
Yes.
Okay, is that how you two met?
I can't remember.
We did. And
Los Angeles. Ended up in Los Angeles.
And we were going to write a show together. You and I performed a show together. Both didn't happen, which is why you guys are together. You're welcome, guys.
Yeah, there we go. What? Full circle moment.
Well, you guys came to a show that I was doing.
Yes.
I remember Ruben was in it. You were doing it too. Which right?
show? I think was we went, Ruben I Sandwich. Went to see Jenny and Ruben in a show. And you were in that show. And you were the only person in the cast I did not know. And then after that's when we had beers in the parking lot. And you introduced the two of us. Yeah.
Ruben wasn't in the yacht club.
Nope. That's not the night. That's not the show.
That was the show we did together.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw Focus. You guys gave free beer. What were we supposed to do? I've been to a lot of my friends' improv shows, and they all have really dumb names. Like,
really dumb.
Yesenopolis.
Our origin story just changed.
Our origin story is real blurry.
No, but you brought in other people. I did do a show with Ruben. And
yeah, we all,
I did a show with
this
Jen,
is what was so weird.
But
is
it was separate.
I knew everyone around Kristen as though I was cookie cuttering around her.
Yeah, that
and
is
not
weird.
Yes, I don't know if I remember all the details, but I remember the most important things, which was beers after your show. I'm sure your show was great.
The stars were like, let's keep them apart until they're ready.
Yeah, because we didn't want to get arrested.
Because it's going to explode.
Yeah. Okay, yacht this friendship. Club. Oh, man. That was so fun.
It was fun.
I remember it being a really funny show for what it's worth.
I think that was our one really funny show.
Well,
we did.
We
did. We did, but there were moments.
And then we all just became really good friends. I mean, we were all, you had already established a friendship, but we were like becoming really good friends and we were like writing together. And I remember Jenny was like, Jenny is one of those people we talk about who like has an idea and then she just systematically gets it done. You're just a very productive
person.
She's
the Dashiell McAdams.
She's the Dashiell McAdams. She's the Dashiell and Finn mixed into one. She actually gets shit done. And you're not like, you don't complain. You're like, this is going to be a big event and I'm going to have to take this off in bite-sized pieces, like one step at a time, which is also a way to like foreshadow all the things that you've been dealing with, and you do it with such grace. But I remember you were like, I wrote a short film and my husband is shooting it and I need someone to play the girl in the lobby who gets stabbed in the throat with a pen. And you would have thought somebody gave me my like Oscar moment. I was like, I am not only honored. I will be your lady of the pen. And literally, I remember that you started, we couldn't do the take because I was supposed
to happen.
Well, first of all, I think I was supposed to be seriously punctured in the throat, but I kept making it funny. So
yes,
do you remember this? I had this pen sticking out of my throat and something was to happen. Like AJ like went like this. So I think whatever happened, like shoved me in the throat. So he would clap his hands and I was supposed to have a reaction. So I jumped up and the pen was sticking out of my throat. And then I just like fainted, like way too big for it to like, and Jenny got a case of the giggles and we couldn't recover. AJ was like, honestly, Jenny, if you guys don't stop laughing, we cannot get this take. So I just kept like
Left the room.
Yeah, because I kept doing weird noises like, oh. Like,
she's the worst person to get the giggles with too because she can't rein it in. And
I can't either.
Makes it.
I can't either. It's horrible.
That was like really, really, I just remember that being, I was also really impressed that you like saw it through, and I was also upset with myself that I really fucked it up.
I think that was like one of those 48-hour film festivals, because we used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
And so we only had like 48 hours to like write, shoot,
edit. You're like, Kristen's not doing anything. Yeah. Like, she'll show up. I did. I was like, yeah, I've got 14 costumes, and I've got four different ideas for pens.
You were so excited.
I had latex on my neck. I was like, I've done a latex test. I think this.
I do remember that.
Do you remember? I'm a dork. Yes. I'm a dork.
You're like, I know how to work with latex.
Anyway, that was one of my very earliest memories with Jenny. Also, I have the same. Here's the thing. I'm such an a-hole because Jen also wrote a short film, and she was like, I need people to be background, or I need extras for this shoot. No, and I was like,
Aunt Linda.
But she goes, I go, I'll do it. And Jen was like, no, you can't. I don't want you to be. You don't know. Like, you're doing stuff like you don't. I was like, I want to be an extra in your short film. If you need people, I will be there. So then when I got there, Jen and some of the other people, they were like, well, let's throw her in as Aunt Linda and make her weird. And I was like, done. And they were like, we just want you to eat mashed potatoes in a weird way. And
real
I was
seductively.
Like,
this is why. Like,
we're a good team because of that.
When I did that short and she was like, no, I absolutely want to do it. I just want to be busy and doing stuff and working. I was like, well, shit, you want to work with people that get stuff done and that are, like, going to work as hard as you. We say all the time, like, this couldn't work unless we worked as hard as each other do, you know? Because otherwise, it would be, you'd be mad at each other all the time.
One carrying all the weight. You can't do that.
So my story is Jenny was like, hey, I wrote a pilot and I've rented an entire trailer park in order for us to shoot this in. So AJ and I are going to come pick you up just to make sure you show up. I'm pretty sure.
And we did.
And we
shot a pilot.
Yeah, we did. Over 3 days. Right?
Over 3 days in a trailer park in, I don't even remember the town, but it was like 2 hours away.
Yeah, it was like 2 hours
away.
How
long ago was this?
Like 15 years?
Oh my gosh.
15 years.
Guys, by 15, we mean?
By 5 years.
Yeah,
something like that.
22. Oh my God.
Whatever the math is that makes me 38.
Exactly. But. That would be good. That pilot was hilarious.
It was super hilarious.
It was so windy.
It
was so windy. Yeah. We could barely walk at times. And so we couldn't shoot anything outside because you couldn't hear sound.
Yeah.
And so we had to like rewrite everything. And
you know, though, but don't you think that's like one of the cool things? Like if you are someone who has got up and moved to LA and you're from Texas or you're from Nebraska or you're from anywhere else and you have the love and the idea of like, making movies or being a part of it in some way. It's like so magical. And when you first get here, everything is so like bare bones. Like you don't have a budget. You don't have like an actual crew. You have your friend holding the light until they're going to be an actor in the shot. And it's such a lovely time of being like young and like not giving a shit and just getting out and making stuff. I thought it was like kind of the most magical time of being in LA.
You know what? And getting out and making stuff that isn't just posted all over social. Now I know everything's on social. Social's great.
Yeah.
But it's different, right?
Yeah. We learned a lot before.
Yes.
Like all our mistakes aren't
you're
out
creating
on
things that maybe nobody will see, but you're doing it just because you love it. You want to be doing it. You want to be working.
And
you
not
wanna
be like,
creating.
I'm going to get viral.
Okay. Yeah. That's a question that I have for you. I'm already jumping to questions.
Okay.
Because
go.
But I want to go back to when we first met and talk about clothing swaps. But
we'll
get to that later.
Oh, I got to make a note about that because I really
– So Jenny moved to Connecticut. And my husband always says, he goes, you know what's so great about living in Los Angeles? Not that other places aren't like this, but nobody gives a shit what you wear. Nobody cares like what your real quote-unquote job is. Like everybody knows –
Wait, in LA or in other places?
In LA. Because it's like people are creative. My husband always says like, he's like, I dress like a toddler. He's like, I'm just Adidas shorts and a jacket all the
time. But he
feels
like if he lived in Connecticut or somewhere else, there would be a different expectation.
So I want to know what feels different. Does it feel different to be
there? Oh,
that's
a great question.
Well, let's see. It doesn't feel different.
You feel like it's like grown-up land. You moved to like grown-up land.
I did. We did a show out by you.
Yes. It is very grown-up.
Damn. This is nice over here.
Yeah,
it is nice.
Yeah,
it is very grown up land. I don't know. It's colder, so you can't really wear Adidas shorts. You know,
stop them.
Like you can't wear clothes like that. You actually have to wear clothes to cover you.
But what is the big difference is that you feel good or bad being going from now you've gone from Texas to LA. You were in LA how long?
22 years.
That's a long time.
Was it culture shock when you
listen to us? We're like, answer questions.
But we moved like during the whole COVID pandemic. And so, everything was a shock. And then everything was peaceful. You know, like it was a shock to move across the country. But when we found our house and found the town and everything we wanted in our move, it was peaceful. It was like, yes, we're supposed to be here.
Oh, good. You know? That's nice. Like, oh, that makes me so glad.
I think, like, I mean, I haven't really focused on, like, what people are wearing.
Jen's like, what's the clothing requirement?
That, I know you don't mean it like that. But.
I don't mean it like it's just.
I got to take this off. I know I'm going to be hot as in color, hot as in reflection.
Oh, for those like of this? You watching the YouTube.
Pin now.
Kristen's taking off her sweater. No, I mean, people don't care what you wear in terms of like, I mean, in some ways people care more like runway sort of stuff, but it's like you go to a meeting and you're not wearing like a suit and tie.
Yeah, LA's very casual.
You feel less grown up in a way, you know?
There is more of that, but also we kind of live in the woods. We're in like a small town and it's not like a super preppy small town. It's a nice little town, but I think there's like different towns that would be true. Like everybody's very, you know, wearing designer, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. That's just not the town we're in.
Yeah.
It's very chill.
It is. I do know there, it's like, this town's like super, like, hard school super to go to. And then the next one over here is like down to earth.
Yes. Kinda. And we're in the down to earth town.
Good.
Mm. And
is
we like it.
Is it haunted at all? Because it's
haunted.
That wasn't one of my questions. It's just.
No.
I'd rather
know
about the
Korean because the trees do feel haunted.
That's the woods.
Like, I have taken so many pictures of trees because, one, it's beautiful and it's getting a little obsessive. I'm like, oh, look, a tree for no reason. But they can get creepy.
Yeah.
And in like a cool way, but like there's a creepy vibe. I understand.
I do think there's like a weird, you know, like maybe there was a war fought there. Maybe like a revolutionary battle was
there's a cemetery at the end of our street.
Don't look at me like
it's revolutionary.
I'm just trying to stay interested.
Am I psychic?
It was like the tombstones are like from 1700.
Oh my gosh, that's cool.
See? They're like broken off. Yeah. Like you don't see it from the road. You don't see it in our neighborhood, but it's at the end of the street, you have to like walk
the
through the woods,
yet,
and there's
Jenny,
this little cemetery.
Tell them the war's over. Go home, guys.
And someone puts the war's over, guys. But someone puts those little flags with like the 13 colony star.
That's so.
Is
nice.
That the time? I mean, I don't know if that's the right flag.
Well, yeah.
Someone goes in there and does those flags.
Yeah, they came after. But yeah. Right?
There's just different flags in there.
Whatever. It's
different
nice.
Stars.
It's nice that somebody does that.
There's a flag and stars. It's not the one that matches who we have now.
It says, like, happy bachelorette party.
It's
just a big penis.
It's nice to be thought of, you guys.
There's some penis straws in the ground.
I wonder if you died 300 years ago. It's so nice to be thought of.
It's still nice to be invited.
Yeah.
Even if you are a ghost.
That's right.
And you've been dead for a long time, it's nice to know you're still invited to the party.
But yes to the scariness.
I agree. Yeah. That's what I love about, like, back east is everything has, like, a history.
And there's seasons. I do, even though I say that, but then I went back to Nebraska and it was 18 degrees and I was like, get me that. F out of here. I can't get out of here fast enough. But East Coast cold is different. It doesn't feel like it's bone chilling.
No. It's pretty bone chilling.
Is it?
Yeah. And we didn't have a lot of snow this year. And my son said to me, he goes, I like the cold, but only the cold when it snows. This is not what I like. And I was like, oh,
it's all like, right. I've got notes.
I've got notes on
this weather.
It's like, we left California. Por qué?
Hey, Mother Nature, it's not when it melts either, because that's super depressing.
Yes.
White, fluffy.
You just like the day of snow. That's what everybody really likes, because the next day it looks like a mess. It's
the
like
magical snow.
The magical snow. You want the day of stuff, the stuff you like take a picture of, and then everyone's like, oh my God, I miss
it. The stuff you can snort.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
So back to our party days.
Back to our party days. I'm going to make a note.
Do you remember when we used to do
cocaine?
No.
Like, we never did cocaine.
No, we literally never did cocaine.
Never.
I did not have that kind of money because I might have. But I, no.
Me too.
We
Thank God I was broke.
I'd like to change the subject abruptly.
I know. Somebody just got
excited.
We're going
to take this out. Don't worry about it.
No,
it just made me want to read a lot.
Jenny and I, we used to have these Sunday afternoon every once in a while clothing swaps where you were going like,
I went. I know.
I'm not saying you didn't
go. I'm going to remind you of a time that I did go when I was the world's biggest a-hole.
Oh,
do you guys remember?
Do you guys know what it is?
Yeah, okay, tell me what a clothing swap is.
So you take clothes just that you're not wearing anymore, more right. like your disposable nice wardrobe, where you're just like, I'm kind of done with it.
And yeah.
You could get it back if you wanted it.
Yeah.
But you bring it and see who, and they do the same with you. So then you end up with all these new fun clothes.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Jenny tells me I'm doing a clothing swap, and I'm like, that sounds awesome. Then I went to her house, and I was like, I forgot clothes.
I didn't really understand.
I understood.
Oh.
I probably didn't finish the email, but I just showed up, and I was like, I think I was supposed to bring something. Oh,
why
right. A bag of clothes.
Huge
so I was
clothes.
Just the a-hole that walked out with all the clothes.
I do remember that. You did walk out with a lot.
And didn't swap any. They just gave them to me because they felt bad. You gave me cowboy boots. I basically showed up naked, and I was like, I think you guys said I was going to get free clothes. And they're like,
wait.
You're supposed to. Yeah.
Wait, cowboy boots, are those from you?
No, I didn't have blue.
Oh, okay.
But that sounds amazing. I wish they were from me.
Were they turquoise?
I think so.
No, I had black ones. Did you take my black ones the brown ones that were
black
braided?
Ones. I think you and a dress and a hat.
What size are you? 8.5.
What?
Nine?
What?
Your shoe size.
Oh, 8.
8? Okay. I thought you were a little bit bigger foot than me. Kristen's size.
6.5.
Because of her toe.
7 because
of her toe.
Do
you know her toe? Have you seen her toe?
No, but I think you took my 7.5s.
I did.
Yeah. She will because that's what she wears.
It does not, Jen. They are big. I have to wear double socks.
Tony, have you seen her toe?
I've got a long toe.
Okay.
How do you have such small feet?
For being a –
for being a giant.
My feet, my ass don't match.
How do you stand?
I don't know. I have small feet. My people have small feet and weird ears.
How do you balance?
I don't know. In case you haven't noticed,
she's got that one prehensile toe that sticks out.
It's your anchor.
Yeah, digs
in. Claw.
She looks like a parakeet.
Just like.
She'll say, she's like, I wear a 6.5, but my middle toe is a 7.
So long, it makes it a 7. It's hard to find shoes that fit, Jen.
It's not hard. That's your size.
It is not.
7.
You guys are not getting it.
We're not getting it. A little bit, but that is your size.
Sometimes I need help on that one.
Can I go back to the clothing swap? I remember that one because.
The what?
The clothing swap where you walked out with a lot of stuff. Because I remember we're like, you go around in a circle. Everybody gets a chance if someone wants it. And I do remember you kept going, me, I want that. And at one point, two people wanted it.
If
I can't remember
nobody
who.
Was saying they wanted it.
And I made the other person get it. I was like, Kristen, she gets it because you've taken a lot.
You know what?
I remember.
I just wanted to take the stuff. I wasn't going to show up and go home empty-handed just because I did it wrong.
It wasn't a bad thing. It was just funny.
It was a terrible thing.
Jenny and I would be like this, though. We'd be like, okay, I have this square dance outfit. Anybody? And Jenny would be like, I'm like, I know you want it. Just take the square dance outfit. And she'd do the same thing. She's like, a sequin top hat. Anybody?
And you and I would bring the randoms.
Like, I don't want to be rude, but I wanted to.
I'll also take that. I'll take the leftovers.
And yes, I'll wear it.
Yeah. I will absolutely wear
this. I have a sequin tube top. It has a matching tutu.
Speaking of, there is, for some reason, I borrowed I needed a dress from you. And because you're from Texas, and were you in a sorority?
Yes.
You had a million of these like formal dresses.
Yes.
But I don't remember what I had to wear it for. But I was like, I need something that's like, I don't know if I was shooting something.
I don't remember either, but I brought them all over.
You gave me like 14 dresses.
Wow.
And they were all like
80s prom.
Like stuff. Like, like. One was like, and
from
I was like,
Deb.
Oh,
please tell me.
God.
No, they're probably nice.
They
did
were
you have
nice.
A Deb where you're from?
No.
What's that?
No, we
What's
didn't.
That?
A debutante?
A Deb?
Like, it's like, go
There's
ahead.
There's a store called Deb. Is that what it's
called? Oh,
for?
I thought you meant debutante.
Oh, no.
Like, I was
that
like,
is,
I wasn't a debutante.
No, somebody's going to know
Jen feels
what a
very
Deb
robbed
is.
That she didn't get to have a debutante ball because we were in Nebraska.
We had a prom.
Maybe that's why you had a store.
At the Stockyards Plaza.
Right. We had it in our gym.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, there was a store called DEB, and it was like Forever 21, but cheap. No, like, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. They both like went back. Yes, it was basically free. It was like they would have these sale rounders, and it would be like 50 cent stuff.
No way.
That's a dream when you don't have
money. Oh, my God. Somebody chime in. If you had a Deb in your mall, it was like a huge, huge store that was just
never
like
heard of it.
Full. It was like Forever 21. It was all like disposable stuff, but you get your prom dresses there. And I just have a bunch, and there'd be four people
wearing. I had a local lady make my prom dress.
No, my grandmother made them all. Or my mom. Yeah.
Kristen, you better take good care of those dresses.
I don't remember. No, they were so old. Stole it. And then you have two. How many siblings do you have?
I just have one.
You have one sister, but she has like four kids?
Yeah, she has four girls.
And might I just say one of them, or maybe all of them, Jenny's like, she always underplays everything. She's like, yeah, my niece is, you know, playing volleyball. And I'm like, I played volleyball. And then she's like, for UT or something? Who's she playing for?
No, she's playing, she is playing for University of South Carolina. She's beach volleyball, scholarship. Like, she's great.
Me playing on a beer league at P.O. Pears in Lincoln is very different than Jenny's niece, yeah. who is like ripped. 7 feet tall and an Amazon. Literally, like, she showed a picture and she's wearing those little trunks, you know, the little underpant things.
Yep.
The like actual jersey. And I was like, oh, she actually plays volleyball. She is like shredded. I was like, this is how do you have a person like this in your family?
I don't know. It's a good question. You know, or maybe good genes. You don't know.
You guys are all tall and really pretty, though. And you guys, but this girl, I was like, she looks like a freaking superhero.
Yeah, she does.
You just played it down. I would be bragging about that everywhere.
Okay, so let's break this down. Your aunt to four.
No, well, I'm an aunt to eight, but my sister has four.
Four, and then?
AJ's brothers, that side of the family. Each family has two.
Okay.
He has two brothers. They each have two kids. That's
right. She's also a rockin' mom. So go into your ages.
Oh, Magnolia is 12 and Graydon is 6, turning 7 in 2 weeks.
That's crazy to me.
You guys remember his 2-year-old birthday party? Where you guys, it was like a movie night and we put mattresses on the floor.
Oh my God, it was so fun. You guys had that little, at your house.
At my house.
The house that you lived in before you moved, right?
Yes, yes.
Had the like camellia trees and stuff. Uh-huh. It was such a heavenly house.
It was lovely.
We spent many a swim party over there because we didn't have a pool. So Jenny was like, you want to come over and swim? And I was like, God, yes, please. Please let my children just do something. Please let them
swim. They
haven't
bathed all week.
Yeah, this is
they're ready.
And then Finn would walk around with his shorts like down past his crack. That's like his like signature like clothing attire. It was always that his swimming trunks were like falling off. Yeah. That's what I remember.
More like a good board shirt.
Or did you buy him the wrong size?
Yeah,
like, what's happening?
I got him at a clothing swap.
Okay, perfect.
I told him show up with nothing and you'll walk
swap.
Out with
a
everything.
Kid swap would be kid swap.
So
smart.
Then dashed at him. I know. Which I mean, that's what's. The only bad thing about you living far away is now I finally have boys' clothes.
Oh, I know. We just stopped wearing Dashiell's clothes. Graydon just stopped wearing Dashiell's clothes.
I love that.
I think it was up to size 5 is what you had given us. And so we just stopped.
Well, I'm going to chuck him in one of those if it fits, it ships boxes now because we don't have somebody to give his to now.
Oh, we'll love him.
Okay, I'm going to send him to you. Okay.
Okay. Well, now we want to talk about Maggie.
Can we talk
about Maggie? Okay, yeah.
Okay, so you should introduce all of this.
Okay, so 18 months around then is when we started noticing some things that were going on. And I mean, I can break it down. I guess she was a little late crawling, but not much late. Like, she crawled at 10 months.
Right.
And it
that's
like,
not delayed.
Yeah,
that's
not
like,
even delayed. So it was like that cusp of like, okay, she should be doing this, but it'll happen soon. And that's how all her milestones went. Like, she should be doing this soon, and then it would happen. So doctors, nobody thought it was a problem until about like 18 months. And then
– is that when your gut started going,
It wasn't even – I guess my gut, but she had like all these sensory problems. And all of a sudden we couldn't go into like a restaurant. We couldn't go into places because it was just overload. She would be screaming and we were like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot that.
No, that's okay.
No.
I'm leaning into you and forgetting there's a microphone.
I know.
Tony's looking at us like – microphones. Okay.
So after about a year of her not hitting milestones anymore, and the sensory kind of just took over. That was like her big thing.
Yeah.
Like the sensory input, all of that.
Right.
She started having GI issues and we got blood work done and the developmental pediatrician didn't know what to do. So she just ran all the tests. Okay. And it came back with Rett syndrome, which was not what was expected because she didn't have those symptoms at the time. But
can you define what Rett is?
Okay.
Can you say
what it is? So Rett syndrome is a neurological disorder. Because of the, I don't know, I'm not really good at the science part.
No, that's
what are you talking about?
Yeah, I know.
I call bullshit on that.
I know.
Like, this woman talks to me and I'm like, you gotta slow down.
Those are big words. Those are big
science,
words. Yeah.
I do not understand what you just said, but
there's
a lot to it.
I won't get into the science.
You can simplify it for people like me.
No assholes are going to fact check what you know about your daughter's health here. Okay.
Okay. Perfect. She has Rett syndrome. It's a neurological disorder. In short, it's called the use it or lose it. If you don't use a skill, you lose the skill. That is one end of the disorder. The other is not gaining the skill in the first place.
Okay.
So Maggie was developing and gaining, although late, she still was, and she was still progressing.
Yeah.
So she was more in the use it or lose it range. Like,
right.
If we didn't get her into therapy and really push her, she
you're
could
talking
lose
about
skills.
Simple things like if she didn't use her hands, she could not use her hands.
Yes.
If she didn't use her legs, she could not walk.
Right.
Like, in order to maintain all of that usability,
she had to constantly. Right. So we had to like really dive into therapy and push her. And if she didn't learn to do the stairs, or if she already did the stairs and we didn't do the stairs or do the stairs, walk the stairs up and down. She would lose that skill. So it's everything, like picking up a fork to use it. Like if we didn't have her do that, she would lose that skill. So it was this very overwhelming diagnosis.
Scary.
And on top of the use it or lose it, there's all sorts of issues. Like she can have seizures, which we all know she does now.
Yeah.
Breathing issues, which we all know she does now. Scoliosis, she does not have, but a lot do. I mean, there's just a whole list of symptoms that Maggie doesn't have, and then there's a list that she does. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a very overwhelming disorder. It's very complex. One of the things I like to say about individuals with Rett syndrome, what people don't realize is they're very complex.
Yeah.
In the sense of they're very smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would say years back, they probably didn't get the right education. They didn't have the opportunity to communicate because nonverbal.
Yes,
that's the big one that I did not mention. Maggie did speak, and then she did lose her speech.
Yeah.
So she uses an eye gaze technology computer to speak.
But she also, I appreciate, has attitude at times. And that makes me feel really warmed to know that even your kid gives you attitude. Like she's like, not funny.
Spelled F-C-K the other day, and I was like, Magnolia, are you spelling what I think you're spelling?
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me, because you know if she looks at me, it's yes. If she looks away, it's no. And she just stared at me, and I was like, you – how do you
Part
react
of me is
to
like,
that?
Get it, girl. You get it.
I was like, yes.
I know.
Yeah.
That's
yes.
Probably a two-parter. You're like, fine, you're directing your anger and shittiness towards me, but you're directing anger and shittiness. That's great.
You're directing it.
And I get it.
Honestly, and that's kind of like you when she spells it on the computer.
Yeah.
Like it is like you kind of have to piecemeal the words sometimes. And I was just like, Magnolia. Thank God. Yes, but no.
Yeah. I feel like that technology, it surprises me that it's not more advanced than it is with the advent of freaking video games. Like, it feels to me like that should be something that – and I know that you see all of this stuff. You see, like, advancements in things that help her. You get to be a part of – you're part of the – what's the Rett syndrome thing that we went to where drank?
She's with a group of a bunch of badass.
Oh, yes. Right. The Rett Syndrome Research Trust and the Rett Gala in L.A.
We went to it.
I might have had a lot of it.
Here's what I remember
about
that.
We had a lovely time.
They're like, here's some free booze. And they really picked us out of the crowd and were like, these two ladies.
We were so easy.
Yeah.
We just kept putting our paddles up. We were like, get more money.
Put your shoes back on, ma'am.
We walked out with a Justin Verlander jersey that I'm embarrassed to tell you how much we've paid for it.
I have a picture of Colin in that jersey with some other guy in another jersey.
Okay. Holding signed basketballs. And I was like, stop buying.
Colin might have had a few cocktails also. We're not going to.
We were just like, credit cards go a long way when you want to buy shit.
Well, man, and look, it's a heavy night, you know.
It's a heavy night.
But they do a good job of it being a celebration and of trying to inspire a cure or to use it towards research, to say.
Yeah.
Because it is.
So here's the thing, like with Rett syndrome, with most diseases, disorders that people are trying to get researched or finding cure or treatment for, there are big foundations, there are grants, there are, big donors if it's a well-known disorder, disease, whatever that is. Rett is not well-known. It is a rare disorder. And so, honestly, it is fundraised by the families that have it, which is heartbreaking because it is a monster of a disorder. And it is fundraised by family and their friends. And it's really hard to do. And so, we're thankful, obviously, for friends that step up, you guys. Because it's hard.
As an outsider, for Jen and I think the thing, and we've seen this with so many moms, and the thing that I think we always like marvel at, but we're not surprised by it, but it's like, it's really incredible. It's like when something like this is handed to you and you're dealt this situation, you could crumble and everyone would understand. But you didn't. I mean, you did and you have.
I did. But not in public.
You go, I got to get to work. And that's what I think moms that have to, whatever it is you're dealing with, but especially if it's somebody, am I saying right? If it's somebody with needs or complexities or any of those. Like we were at a show one time, I remember, when we were in Arizona and there was an entire group of moms that had kids with severe needs. So like they were all dealing with feeding tubes. They were all dealing with like administering medicine. Like they all became nurses for their kids, right? And so they were at a show together and we did mom bags and I pulled out tubing. And I remember being like, and like
I'm so glad you did.
I did. I pulled it out and I was like my I started to get goosebumps because I was like, oh God, how do I make a joke about this? And so then I remember like I looked at Jen and I was sort of like, I don't want to tread on this. But I remember also feeling like, but this mom does want me to tread on this. Like these group, they thought it was hilarious. They were heckling us with jokes about the tubing because they were like, oh my God, this is the same one my son uses for his, and he's like hates his feeding tube. And I was like, fuck, man, like the mom squad that you have that gets you through these situations, like speaks your language, they know how you feel, they see you, and the people that are like one step outside of that, that maybe don't have a kid with Rett or a kid with severe needs of some sort, we go, we just want to help, we want to be there, and like you hope that you're just doing the right thing by everybody.
I was useless. I thought it was for like a tiny beer bong or
something. That's what we said. We ended up saying like, this is how we shoot beers in college. Jen came in for the swoop because I was like, I just remember feeling bad. And then I was like, that's not what this is about. It's not what the show is about. It's also not what 10 ladies who have kids that are all are sitting around going, let's all link arms and sob. You know There's a life out there.
That it's funny you say that. I think that's like a societal problem.
Right.
And I think that's where we have like a societal problem about like kids with disabilities and how to include them.
Right.
And, but that like filters up through parents too. Like it's because we don't all know exactly how to, nobody wants to say anything wrong.
Right.
Yeah. So, I think it's almost,
but sometimes it's just like, look, just it's lighthearted. Just say it.
I learned this thing about grief and it might not be that far away from what you do feel if you have a child with those kinds of needs or those kinds of issues happening is that people want to act like if they don't mention it, you're not hurting, or like they'll hurt your feelings if they bring it up. But maybe it feels good to be seen or somebody to acknowledge that, like or to ask, like, I would always ask, like, what do we need to do?
Yeah, I think that is a common misnomer, and I think that you're right on. Not saying anything is worse
than just
because I do think, like, you know, I would get in my head and be like, no one cares. I haven't talked to so-and-so or I haven't talked to so-and-so. And it's really like, well, one, we're all going through life. Parenting is hard in general, you know? And obviously it's beautiful, blah, 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 blah.
You don't need to say that on a different podcast.
But, you know, and parenting a special needs child is different.
Yeah.
And like Oprah said, when you know, you know. And unless you're doing it, you don't know how hard it is. And we also don't know how to reach out to each other all the time. And I think sometimes just going, oh, I see you. And I know it sounds generic of people being like, I see you, but it's true. And not even like, how are you? Just like, hey, just thinking of you. And that's it.
You're a good example of what makes women like
badasses.
Like, you know, like, and you go in and do what you need to do with grace and cool and have drinks and make things funny, and I think it's really awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, ladies.
Like you, this is a thing. This is going to be my hot flash.
Hot flash. Hot flash. Hot flash.
Jenny, for today.
Oh, hot flash. We're not going to talk about real hot guys.
Oh, well, we can.
Okay.
But I just remember this thing that you did that was so cool and so wonderful. Even everything that was going on with Baggy. So Dash was younger. Dash is what? 3 years younger.
Yes.
So it might have been like right after she was diagnosed. But he was, no. She would have been a lot older because he was speech delayed.
Okay.
And do you remember? I was losing my mind.
Yes.
And nobody in the world was more understanding than you. So it ended up not being a thing. But, like, he had to go through all the therapy and stuff like that because he did say hi when he was – he would say hi and mom and dad. And then he just stopped talking because I was just handing him everything.
Yeah.
Yep. So he, like, sort of made the decision I'm not going to talk as, like, a firstborn thing.
Yeah. Which is very common.
Super common. But I was super worried about it because the pediatrician basically said, oh, let's worry about this. Let's have all these, like, meetings with specialists. And you were so good and so understanding and, like, just made me feel so much better about it. And I also felt like people were like, this is ridiculous. Mom's, like, too worried about stuff, you know?
Yeah, I do remember that time because I remember – it's, like, hard because you want to tell a parent not to worry. But at the same time, you're like, no, take the steps because I think what I told you was do the steps. Because if there's a problem, then you're already doing therapy. If there's not, then look at that.
Yeah.
You're fine. We're hugging for anybody.
Yeah.
I'm just side hugging.
I'm side hugging. I'm so sweaty.
Thank you for being our first guest.
Oh, you're
Thank
welcome.
You for being
great.
Our friend.
You were great.
You're amazing. Thank you for being the amazing mom that you are and friend that you are. And
wow, you're really laying it on thick. I've never heard these compliments.
Jenny,
from you.
I feel heard. I feel like you listen to what I say. I feel like you're not going to make fun of me if I talk about ghosts and all that matters. It all matters. Jenny.
I get it. Connecticut is kind of scary.
You got to get your kid from school, and my kid's getting dropped off in a basketball game.
All right. Okay. So look for the RET link if you would like to donate. We will post it on the podcast page.
Read, subscribe to the letter. There's a lot of advancements that have been made recently, which is very exciting. So
we
will link all of it.
Yep.
And it's, you know, if we can solve one, we can solve many.
That's right.
Right? We learn from one.
That's right.
We solve many. So that's, I think we podcasted. Now let's go get my kids.